It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And a flashback on a Wednesday brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all your truck needs. Well, we're just about to send you to him. Win your way to Tim McGraw before you can buy those tickets. That big concert coming up soon. The tickets even sooner. So, let's focus a little bit on Mr. Timmy Mac and go back to the year
2003
and the song
I May Be a Real Bad Boy.
Never done this one before,
but baby, I'm a
real good man. Number one for Mr. Tim McGraw in 2003. It was released in spring, May of 03, and by October had hit number one on the chart, 17th number one single for Tim McGraw at the time. And it was a song written by Rivers Rutherford and George Tarrant, longtime collaborators there in the Nashville music scene. And, of course, as the song talks about, maybe a bad boy, but still a real good man. And that all came from a party one night. In fact, a room filled of Nashville songwriters, says Rivers Rutherford, and he had a female colleague come up to him and his wife and say, and how would you receive this? He said, this colleague comes up, female, says, I just love Rivers, and let me tell you why. Because he's a bad boy, but he's a good man. Rivers says, my wife pulled me aside and asked, who is that woman? Why does she know so much about you?
Yeah.
He laughed and said, fellow songwriter, but don't worry, because what she just said is going to put our kids through college.
Yes, please.
He said, Rivers Rutherford, there was a room full of songwriters, and I thought, man, this thing is going to get written 20 times if anybody heard that little hook right there. Genius idea. So, the next day, he's with his buddy George. They're doing a songwriting session, and they just cannot do anything with it. George finally gets very, very frustrated, starts putting his guitar in his case and said, wait, man, we're supposed to be professional songwriters here. We got this money title. We can't do anything with it. He said, in a fit of rage, I just rattled off a few lines. George unlocked his guitar case again, pulled his guitar back out, and we worked it out in just a few hours. So there you go. It made its way to Tim McGraw and all the way to the charts, and we'll take you to Tim right after this.
Girl, you